Shad picked up the empty wine canteen.
Well, good for us, ma'am, but Fummo's right. Treasure ain't going to feed us or get us out of this mess. So what next?
Cracklin and Butty gathered up the treasure and wrapped it in a cloak. Having found it, they were not about to leave it behind. The young friar gazed at the heap of debris blocking the passage.
We'll take this with us. Bet there's lots more of it buried in there. Pity we can't dig it out.
Abbess Tansy tweaked Butty's ear playfully.
You greedy young wretch. Come on, let's explore farther down this passage and see where it leads. Bring the lantern, Shad.
There was neither dawn nor dusk far beneath the earth. Time had no meaning. It was only by hunger and thirst that the five companions could judge how long they had been down there. Long, dark and dreary, dry, dusty and silent, the passage wound on a downward slope. Occasionally, they arrived at a cave-in that had not quite blocked the way, and then they found themselves scrambling up hills of broken stone, forcing their way through narrow apertures close to the tunnel ceiling. Fomal tapped the walls regularly and probed the tight-packed earth at window and door spaces, but without any great success. Being the strongest of the party, he and Shad forged ahead in front of the others to make sure the way was safe. The big otter was wearied from his exertions, fighting the crushing beam.
I don't like it, Diggum,
he murmured in a low voice to Fomal.
Looks like we're going nowheres down here. We ain't got no food nor drink, only the air we breathe. And that lantern light ain't going to last forever.
Dust rose from his back as the mole patted it.
I knows that old river dog, but us'n's be bound to put a brave face on, lest he frighten and scare the others. Come now, let's set and rest a while.
They waited for the others to join them. Then all five sat with their backs against the wall, tired and dispirited, each with his or her own thoughts, which were rather similar. Green grass, sunlight, fresh air, clear water, and the happy world of Redwall Abbey so far above them that it all seemed like a dream.